Today's video is called Reading Her Eyes. This is a video, I'm going to teach you a technique that I use, that I've taught many guys as well, that is all about how to read a woman's eyes to tell whether or not she's attracted or emotional, and things like this. So you can really get deep in there and start to sort of take apart and dissect what it is that she's feeling and really get a good idea of who she is as a woman. But you can also tell whether or not she is attracted to you. And that's one of the things that I want to go over right now. Now, we don't really think about this or know it consciously, but anytime we think of something in a certain way, we access the different parts of our brain, different parts. So let's imagine that I'm thinking about something that happened to me in the past or what color my childhood house was. I might look up and to the right because this is the direction in which I look in order to recall visual history. So if I have a memory from something, I look up into the right, and that I can remember what it looks like. Now, there's other different areas, too, where we look in different directions. So the one I really want you to pay attention to, though, with women in particular, especially if you're on a date, is when women look down. Looking down is an emotional accessing cue, which means they're accessing their emotions. Now, when they look down, and you're talking to them for the first time, they're emotional. It's definitely what it means. They're being emotional about something. Now, a lot of women pretend like they're not emotional because they don't want you to take advantage of them. So keep that in mind. But you're going to be able to see directly and immediately that if they are being emotional, you'll be able to see that they are. So what I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to a woman whenever you're talking to her. Now, if you look at her and you're talking and everything's going great and she looks down at a particular time, then take a note of that. Make a mental note and say, okay, well, when I said this certain thing, she looked down. Now, that could mean that she has an emotional association with what you said, or maybe she was thinking of something else, or maybe something else happened behind your back that you didn't see, or behind you, and that's why she's emotional. So you can't really guess yet why it is that she's accessing her emotions. So what you have to do then is you have to sort of probe further to figure out whether or not it's you or something else, and to get closer. So what I usually do, I sort of restate the sentence that I just said before that in a different way. So I'll give you an example. If I said, and this is actually a true example. If I said, okay, do you like the Rolling Stones? Which is what I said to a girl one time as well when we were hanging out. And she looked down for a second and then she looked up and she goes, yeah, they're good. And I was like, that's kind of strange. You know, I didn't expect her to access her emotions when I asked her about the Rolling Stones. So it either means that she is lying to me right now and she really doesn't like the Rolling Stones, but she just doesn't want to make me feel weird or like alone, or she wants to connect with me or something and so she's going along with it, or it means that she has some kind of an emotional association with the Rolling Stones. So what I did is I kept talking about it. It's kind of what I do. I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, in Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and blah, 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 and I was talking for a second. And every time I said the word Mick Jagger, she looked down. So now I had it more specific. Now it's a specific person, Mick Jagger. And I was like, this is really interesting. So then I started talking about what I would do if I met them. And the whole time I'm doing this, she's accessing her emotions with her eyes. She's looking down a lot, looking back at me and looking down, looking back at me. And at this point, I'm pretty sure I know what's going on. Because she's accessing her emotions every time I talk about Mick Jagger, my guess here was that she knew Mick Jagger. Either that or Mick Jagger killed her father or something, you know, something extremely traumatic and different. And so I sort of kept testing, and eventually, what does she say? She says, I have to tell you something. And I go, oh, really? What is it? You know, like I didn't know. And she says, I know Mick Jagger. And I go, I know you do because I'm watching your eyes and I can tell that you know Mick Jagger. So knowing a woman this well and being able to read her thoughts by looking at her eyes will instantly make her feel comfortable enough with you to share. But not only that, it instantly turns her away from lying to you, because if you know how to read her eyes, then she won't be able to lie to you very well, and then she probably won't even try. And so that's sort of a super secret technique that I use to be able to read other people and to sort of get in a woman's head, and not only a woman, but other people as well. And I'll teach you a little bit more about eye accessing cues later on in a future video, how to tell if someone's lying to you, how to tell whenever people are auditory learners versus visual learners versus emotional learners. how to tell whether or not someone's using their creative brain versus their recall or logical brain, and how to connect and move things from someone's emotional brain into their logical, and then vice versa. This can be a very powerful technique. You can take an idea that has nothing to do with emotion at all and sort of drag it over to the area in which it does actually have something to do with emotion. You can also sit in certain places, and it will change the way people feel about you. So if you sit to someone's right versus sitting to someone's left. And I'll go into all that detail later on in a future video. But for now, just wanted to give you that secret technique that I use, and I don't really teach a lot of people. Again, only for members of this program, whenever you see someone, a woman in particular, accessing her emotional brain, you know that she has an emotional association with that. And if you're talking to her and it's not about something directly, it probably means that she's attracted to you and she's just kind of nervous and getting those butterflies. So I implore you to push further and to test to really see what you can get out of it and really try to understand, okay, well, is this really the case or is it something else, and how do I get to the bottom of this and sort of read her body language that way. Eye accessing cues and the different directions people look whenever they're accessing different parts of their brain is one of the most useful tools I've ever learned. I use it almost daily in almost every conversation. I don't bring it up all the time, but I always log it mentally. And if I'm talking to you, you can better believe that I am logging your eye accessing cues as I'm speaking to you to see whether or not you are an emotional person, if I should speak to you in a logical way, if you have a hard time with certain things and I should avoid those things, or if there's certain things that I can probe a little bit and get you to open up a little bit more on those things. So use this wisely and with care, and I can't wait to teach you more, and I'm really excited. Comment below and tell me what you think about this, and if you use it, I'd love to see some of your results on it. So your mission for today is to go ahead and use this technique and just sort of notice with somebody whether or not they're looking down and accessing their emotions. Now, people may get upset because some people were trying to hide things, and that's why they're accessing their emotions. And if they're trying to hide something, they're not going to want to open up to you about it at all. So they may be kind of reactionary to you if you do that, or reactive. But try it anyway and sort of try to get to the bottom of this and really get comfortable sort of understanding that and calling it out and figure out where the boundaries are for you and how far you can actually go with this. Until tomorrow, take care, and can't wait to teach you more. And just keep watching these videos, and go ahead again and comment below and let me know what you think.